You know, Kunal, the other day I was watching a YouTube video where I saw two drivers, okay? This is in the yesteryears, I think somewhere in the 80s, that come close to an apex. That is at the end of a long straight in the old Hockenheim ring. And as soon as they come, they bang into each other. Both the drivers come out of the car and start hitting each other in karate moves.
I'm sure some part of this is fact. The latter part of it is fiction.
I'm telling you, I actually saw that video.
Name them.
They were. I wasn't born at that time. Yeah, you were.
As long as they were not Rishi Kapoor
and Kunal Shah. It's perfectly alright. Alright, we only fight about Formula 1 on this blog, and of course while we are making the blog, but you should be enjoying this because we've enjoyed every European and German Grand Prix. But which one is your pick? The German Grand Prix or the European Grand Prix? Nürburgring versus Hockenheim. You have to give me an answer. You can't do the politically
the
correct
thing. Old Hockenheim is what
it.
I'll say.
I love yes. that track.
It's like how we chose between Valencia and Barcelona.
Oh yes,
I wish we could all choose between old Hockenheim and everything else.
I know it is such a beautiful track.
Imagine that track with a DRS wing open.
Oof, you had to say
somewhere
that.
I'd say it a little too quick and a little too fast for safe.
And too dangerous. Too dangerous it is. Yes, he's right. It's going to be hosting the next Grand Prix, but we don't know what's going to happen in the race. First time for Pirelli, getting newest tyres. It's going to be a lottery.
Pirelli's bringing the yellows and the whites, and they're going to have an experimental tyre. Uh-huh. So, you know, it's going to be good data collection for them. And we'll have about four or five drivers who've never driven here as well. So the two Toro Rosso drivers, correct, the two Sahara Force India correct drivers. I don't know if Naren has driven here in 2005, but Charles Peake hasn't driven.
Grosjean hasn't.
Maybe Grosjean has not driven as well. So a good number of drivers, good number of... actually, if it was the older circuit, it'll be far more difficult to learn, I guess.
I know.
Anyways, we should probably move on from our fixation with the old circuit.
Alright, the fastest lap on this circuit has the name Raikkonen written besides it.
Yes.
But the name Raikkonen never came to the top step of the podium. Rather, he has six retirements in this Grand Prix. It is jinxed.
He is jinxed. I mean, I just wish he wins now. It's been a while. Lotus needs to gift him the win. Probably with Grosjean, you know, and his gearbox issue, you don't know if they might just go.
Grosjean has a penalty, so he goes behind. Button, without a penalty, still manages to go behind. And he said, if I don't come in front in the next two Grand Prix, I'm out.
Yes, 2012 could well be history for the guy who won in Melbourne.
Ah, yes. Because, I would like to put this point that very intelligently brought in by Kunal is, usually in Formula 1, the guy who wins Melbourne and in Catalonia goes on to become the champion.
Yes.
But this time it's not going to be the case.
If you say Catalonia, you're talking of Pastor Maldonado. Careful.
My bad. Apologies, written apologies going out to my good friend Kunal. Okay, here's the deal. Maldonado said he's jinxed, but the other drivers say we are dashed by him. what is Button's future? Because everybody's saying, oh, he's a new Massa, he's losing performance, too little wing on the car. Blah, blah, blah.
His future is down to Pirelli and those McLaren engineers and mechanics who need to figure out what's wrong with him.
Okay, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with the car? But they say the car is not slow. Maybe they're not fast enough on the tires. But Massa, my man, has a little less worrying to do because as Weber signed, there are another two contracts that could be signed this week. And that is Hamilton re-signing with McLaren, Michael re-signing with Mercedes. Both the teams have given indications.
Yes, we should spend some time on this topic. It's a very interesting topic. Mm-hmm. Horse Whisperer, the guy who blogs or the girl who blogs for Ferrari, came out and wrote saying Ferrari is in no hurry to, you know, decide Massa's future.
Correct.
Which A, gives him time. B, also works for him because he's just about started picking up speed. And, you know, he showed in the last race in Silverstone that he is up there when it comes to Alonso. Maybe not fighting for wins, but, you know, 2 or 3 tenths, which has typically been, you know, his difference to Alonso.
Can I tell you one permutation that I dreamt about?
Yes.
I dreamt that one of the Sahara Force India drivers, and namely Paul, goes to Ferrari. Massa comes back and replaces Kobayashi at Sauber, and Jules Bianchi comes into the Force India.
Yeah, I mean, if you can dream of drivers getting out of the car and doing karate chops at each other, even this dream is possible. But yeah, you know, the driver market is clearly open. Hamilton is waiting to sign on. Schumacher is waiting to sign on. I'm sure when Schumacher's contract is up for renewal, the Mercedes bosses will see the sales data of the cars they've sold in the last 2 years. I wouldn't blame them. It's a commercial decision after all.
And he's not a bad driver. I love him.
I think a couple of years is probably good for him. 1 year would be a little too less.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years with the way the Mercedes cars have shown improvement could just show give him that bit of time that he needs.
Alright, so he needs time. But the two people who are already running the race are the Red Bulls and the Ferrari. And both of us agree for a change that these are the two teams fighting for top positions.
Yes, a two-horse race, as they call it. They've figured out their Pirelli tire usage better than most others. McLaren have probably fallen back only in understanding those tires.
Mm-hmm.
Lotus, too conservative, and Mercedes, still too violent in terms of, you know, their tire usage. So I'd say a Ferrari and Red Bull should be our favorite. My favorites, at least. I don't know yours.
I know. But my favorite these days, and the two people who are really responsible for gate racing, is Pirelli. The other guy is Herman Tilke, and he's making a new circuit for Moscow.
Maybe we need a replacement to Herman. I'm sure he's done great circuits.
Uh-huh.
Aesthetically brilliant, but somewhere it lacks the charm.
I used to like the Malaysian Grand Prix back in the day, but now they all look the same. They all feel the same. I don't know how he came up with a brilliant track called the Budd International Circuit. It's really nice, but yeah.
Some bit of competition. If it comes in there, you know, I'm sure he'll deliver better goods.
Yes, Russia has 6 time zones. Formula 1 has 3 sectors on every lap, each of them timed separately, each of them as important as the earlier one. And Kunal, I believe if the only German who can step up on the top step of the podium this race is going to be Vettel.
I'd say Alonso.
My heart says Weber, my mind says Alonso.
Okay, I'll break it up that way as well. My heart says Schumacher. My mind says Alonso.
Oh, I should have said that. Oh God, I am the biggest Schumacher fan. He's not the biggest Schumacher. I am the biggest Schumacher fan. Michael Schumacher is 12th Meister. I can speak German as well.
That's all you can speak in German.
Ich liebe Michael Schumacher. Schumacher is 20 Sekunde won. It means Michael is ahead by 20 seconds. That never happens.
Not in this season, I
don't know. Not happening.